All right. So, let's explore an example to understand groupthink better. Imagine you're in a student organization planning a big event, like, say, a campus fundraiser. The group leader suggests hosting the event in the middle of final exams. Now, most of you probably think this isn't the best idea because students will be too busy to attend. But you don't say anything. Why? Well, maybe you don't want to cause conflict. Or maybe you notice everyone else staying quiet, so you figure, okay, I'll just go along with it. Later, when the event doesn't go well, it's clear that a lot of people in the group felt the same way. You weren't the only one with doubts, but because no one spoke up, the group stuck with the original idea, even though it wasn't the best decision. Now, let's consider another example. Imagine you're in a classroom, and the professor just finished explaining a complicated topic, like a new mathematical formula. The professor asks, "Does everyone understand?" You're sitting there, completely confused, but you glance around, and no one raises their hand. You start to think, "Maybe it's just me." So, you stay quiet. What you don't realize is that most of the class feels just as lost as you do. Everyone assumes the others understand, because no one is willing to admit they're struggling. The professor sees no hands raised, assumes the topic is clear, and moves on to the next topic. Days later, when the homework is assigned, the whole class struggles because, well, no one wanted to break the silence and admit they didn't understand. That's groupthink in action again. Everyone prioritizing the appearance of agreement instead of honest feedback.